Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Galveston.
All right, welcome back to Late Glenn Campbell, the late and great Glenn Campbell with Galveston. The music this week is supplied by my wife, Debbie Lutz. Congratulations to her for a bang-up job. Here's Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. Fitz, how's your summer gone?
Man, that's a good song. That was good bump music for me. That made me happy.
That really did. That really is a good intro for you. Are you there?
Not that I've ever been to Galveston, but Glenn Campbell, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong. How's your summer gone?
Fast. Holy cow. You know, usually in the summer we suspend our podcast because there's nothing to talk to because K-State football's gone around the dark side of the moon. And this year we did it all summer long and had stuff to talk about. And, you know, this fall camp's been awesome. It's been, you know, 3 days a week, 2 days a week. You got information. And I think when next week, we haven't heard a schedule yet, but I think we're going to have stuff 3 days a week. It's a different world in which we live.
What's it like to get to be around coaches and players?
It's refreshing because, you know, back in the day, Snyder 1.0, we were more. You know, people made a big deal. You couldn't go to practice, but we got to talk to assistant coaches. We got to talk to coordinators. Yeah. Heck, back in the early days, I could just go up to the hallway and sit down in the coach's office. Now, you can't do that anymore for security reasons. Who would want me wandering around their halls? But, you know, it actually was easier to do your job. And when, you know, coach came out of retirement and, you know, cut us off from coaches, it made it really difficult, not just for us to do our job, but to provide, you know, textured content for fans. You know, it's not about us. It's really about the fans out there who would, you know, pay for it, GoPowerCat.com. But it's been great. It's been wonderful. And I really like the entire staff. They've been good to work with.
So, Tim, am I crazy to say that Kansas State's offense, I know it's the Big 12, it'll be tough for them to get in the upper echelon, but really experienced at quarterback, wide receiver, running back, all the skill positions. I don't know the expectations, but could this be better than maybe we're expecting from an offensive standpoint?
Well, according to old football standards, and maybe that's changed now with all these spread offenses, if you're good along the line, you're going to be good. And that's, you know, basically what Chris Klieman said the other day, that if they're good at quarterback and they're good at the offensive line, which they should be, they're going to have a good offense. And defensively, they're really good up front there, too. So if you're winning the trenches, typically you're going to win more football games than you lose. So I do buy into that. Now, maybe the spread offense has changed that a little bit where, you know, those offensive linemen don't have to protect very long and the defense doesn't have much time to rush the quarterback and all those things. But I do think they have an opportunity here to be better than people expect. And certainly if you look at the polls and what people are projecting, it kind of boils down to most people are projecting K-State to be 4-8. Maybe 5-7, and I think they have a chance to go 6-6 or better.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest, GoPowerCat.com. Get a subscription. You won't be sorry, especially if you're a K-State fan, but really if you're just a football fan or a Big 12 fan, it's worth your while. Talking about K-State, talking about a coach that uses motivation, chip on the shoulder. There's no one better than Greg Marshall here at Wichita State. And there's certainly ammunition for K-State to have the old chip on our shoulders outlook right now, being picked where they are in the Big 12. Is Chris Klieman that kind of a coach? Is that a motivation he uses, or have you been able to tell that yet?
Yeah, haven't been able to tell yet. you know, it's kind of easy at North Dakota State never to have a chip on your shoulder. But yeah, there's so many things that for a guy like me, who's, you know, been around pretty much one system, we had the Ron Prince stuff. There's so much to learn about how things are going to operate. How will he be in the season? You know, he's been so welcoming and open. He's talking about injuries. Will that change when we get into the season? You just don't know. And that's one of those things when they, you know, get down the road a little bit, maybe they win at Mississippi State and people are still saying, no, they're not that good. You know, we'll see how he operates. We'll see. I think he's pretty level-headed and even-keeled, but it's easy to be even-keeled when you're kicking everybody's butt. You're the, you know, the Nebraska or Alabama, you know, of FCS football. So when he starts getting stung with a few losses, which is inevitable at this level, we'll see how he handles this.
So this might be a weird question, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to ask you right. And I understand, to preface it, that Bill Snyder's legacy is completely secure. I get all that. But, you know, things like not allowing players to wear the number one, or, you know, the media availability stuff, some of the quirks, will there be a sense of refreshment from not having to deal with that from your standpoint, from a fan standpoint, with, again, the preface that his legacy secure, he's awesome, everything like that. But will there be some refreshment just from not having to endure some of that stuff?
Yeah. I think it's – I'll be blunt. I mean, you know, you guys know me. I say what's on my mind. I think football became an obligation at Kansas State. For fans, for everyone, just kind of became an obligation. You owed it to coach to go to games. Now, the downside of that is I think they're having problems selling tickets. I think they're having problems, you know, getting people in the stadium. I think a lot of people are like, oh, let me sit back and wait here before I put that kind of money back into, you know, every Saturday of the fall. But I think as it wore on, people were just tired. You know, it shouldn't be an obligation to be a fan. It shouldn't be like, well, I'm not going to tell you anything about my team and I'm not going to say anything. And but you're a fan, you should come see us, which was kind of Coach Snyder's attitude from the get-go. And in this modern era of all this information everywhere, I just didn't fly with a younger generation. And I think an older generation was just worn out. You know, they'd gone to a lot of road games, stopped doing that. And I think it just was winding down and it came to an end at an appropriate time.
Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com is our guest. I wanted to ask you about one of the guys we care about a lot here in Wichita, Denzel Goolsbee, who will be one of the leaders of this defense. What kind of a season do you think he's going to have?
Well, I hope he stays healthy. He was really banged up last year, probably should not have come back, you know, after his injury, but he had to. You know, I think they'll take some pressure off of him. Lean Jones, the other safety, is kind of a phenom as a redshirt freshman. I think he's going to be a big impact guy. Denzel is one of my favorite players off the field to come through K-State because he's just an incredible young man. He's an old soul. You know, he kind of gets it. I've gone through a bunch of life, and I don't get it as well as Denzel gets life. And so you just root for guys like that. So I hope he stays healthy. I hope that takes him into the NFL if that's what he wants. And he's one heck of a football player, but no matter how good he is on the field, he's better off.
You do worry about the injuries, though, with him. So you hope that he's able to overcome that and have the kind of year that he deserves to have. He deserves to have an all Big 12 type of year. What about Skylar Thompson, the quarterback? Do you feel completely comfortable that he's gonna be a top half of the Big 12 type of guy?
Probably comfortable in that. You know, if you start listing off the quarterbacks, then you go, oh, there are some pretty good ones in this league. But there's a lot of pressure on this kid. He, you know, last year, the way Coach Snyder handled the two quarterbacks last year didn't work. And most of us sitting outside were like, this doesn't work. You've got to name someone. The two quarterback system really doesn't work unless you've got defined roles. And he kept emphasizing, well, they're the same quarterback. They do the same things, even though we knew that wasn't true. But it just didn't work for him mentally. And now Coach Kleiman's invested a lot in him. You know, he said, this is your team. You, what do you want to do in the summer? You decide. And so he's got a lot of ownership. And with that comes a responsibility. He's got to become better as a quarterback. He's got to raise his completion percentage. He's got to understand defenses better and get into the second and third read when necessary. And he's just got to be a true leader, which he has been in the off season. But it gets different when, like I said, the losses start getting hung. How do you handle that? But a lot of this will hang on Skyler. He's really got to get it going.
All right, before we let you go, September 14th, Kansas State plays at Mississippi State. So you can watch that and then head over to the Manhattan Arts Center to see Jason Eadie. Are you in?
Wow, that's not a bad idea.
Right?
I didn't know he was going to be here at the Arts Center.
Yeah, in less than a month.
Man, see, I just work. Yeah. I'm just committed to the cause.
Of course.
Well, don't commit to seeing Jason Eadie. We're feuding with him on this show.
Why?
He backed out of a gig in Wichita, so we're not sure what the heck's going on.
Yeah, no, see, that's not good.
No, it's not. But hey, if you'll be there, I'll be there.
Well, that's tempting. What time is it? A night show?
Yes.
Oh, I might do that then.
I think you should.
That's down in my neighborhood. Our offices are in downtown now. We're not that far from that.
There you go.
Well,
perfect.
Don't make a firm commitment, but just give Jeff enough to hope.
Guys, I've been married almost 30 years. I know you don't make a firm commitment. You just don't do it.
Well, you do in marriage. Thanks, Fitz. Good to catch up.
Okay, boys. Thank you very much.
Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. As we we're near the finish line in our Big 12 previews. Tomorrow, KU with trying to get Jesse Newell. Have not heard back from him yet, but that's who we are targeting to get to preview.
That's a good
KU.
One.
All right, let's take a break. Don't forget to download the radio.com app. When you miss a show or you want to listen to a show streaming or whatever you want to do, radio.com gets it done for you. Go to your app store and download radio.com. Back in a minute with Terry Benton.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.